Good morning and welcome to the second day of the QMH Survival Guide podcast. As I look out of my window in my office just here now, all I can see is clear blue skies. It's a beautiful day. It looks set to be an absolutely wonderful day throughout. So I suppose my biggest point is that if you can get outside in your garden or on your balcony safely, please do so. Get some fresh air, get some vitamin D. Superb to see so many of you engaging in these activities yesterday. Some amazing photos have now been posted onto Firefly, so thank you for getting those to me. And I suppose what was wonderful to see were so many pictures of nature and the outside world. Maybe it's starting to dawn on us that we possibly took things for granted when we were allowed to roam as we wanted. And really good also to see some other teachers across the site providing some cool things for us to do. I think you've all received an email or a task from Miss Edwards focusing on art and mindfulness. Mrs. Pullen is doing a Joe Wicks, but her own version, and doing daily home workouts, and these are on Firefly. So really, really good stuff going on across the campus, and I hope that you're all managing to keep happy and sane. I have just uploaded onto Firefly the second installation of the QMH Survival Guide. Just taught you through the three activities that I want you all to complete today. On the physical, I want you to do one of Mrs. Pullen's PE workouts. I've uploaded the link into the document and basically see if you can complete it. She's a bit of a fitness beast, so see if you can keep up with her. There's some videos there as well that she's taken. And I suppose compare them to the Joe Wicks one you did yesterday. See what you prefer. You'll know that those resources will continue to come, so take your pick. On the creative side, I think we all need a bit of a laugh and a joke, actually. So today is joke competition day. You may write your own joke, or you can find another joke, one that already exists, that's suitable, of course. And you can do this by talking to your household members or by going online. What you must do is record yourself telling this joke. You can do this like I'm doing now, like a podcast, so just the audio, or you can film yourself doing it, whatever is fine. Just make sure the file isn't too big and that it can be emailed through to me at some point today. I will then play all of the jokes to Mrs. G, and the one that makes her laugh the most will be the winner. These, again, will all be posted onto Firefly tomorrow, unless you're absolutely against me doing that. On the mental side of things, obviously you're going to complete your lessons and tasks set by your teacher today, but I've also provided you with a link that I want everyone to do. It's a link to TED-Ed, and it's Can You Solve Einstein's Riddle? You need to complete this riddle without cheating. It's a 4 or 5 minute video that takes you through a problem, and you need to pause it at the right time and see if you are able to complete the riddle. Once you have, post your answer along with a disclaimer saying "I promise I didn't cheat" message onto Firefly, and I've given you the link to a forum where you can do that really, really easily. That's it for me for now. I look forward to seeing you all via Zoom when I teach you. Remember, second form, Zoom lessons this week are very much about me saying you need to get your house allocation forms done, those meetings that are planned with the head to decide which house you're going into next academic year are still very much happening and will be happening during the Easter holiday. So I do need you to get those forms to me. If you haven't had a P of E lesson with me this week yet, I will be emailing you the form again in case you cannot locate the one I originally gave you. For now, have a great day. I remain in my office, out and about, with technology so that I can reply to emails or answer your calls on the duty mobile. So do get in touch if you need to. Stay safe. One thing that I forgot to say, so class this as a PS to the podcast, is that all photos that were submitted yesterday for the competition have been forwarded to the art department. So I am awaiting the judgment of Mrs. Shooksmith and Miss Edwards to decide on the winners of yesterday's art competition. As soon as that has happened, I will let you know. Bonne chance.